A word for you from Titus chapter 2 verses 11 and 12. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions. Well, we've looked at this verse twice before. We started by looking at the grace of God appearing, not just in the incarnation of Christ, although it of course specifically refers to that as well, but the grace of God appearing to us, bringing personal salvation. Otherwise, you would expect the whole world to be saved if it says that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. But not all people are saved. Then we looked at how the grace of God trains us. We also need to look at some points regarding what does not help in renouncing sin. Because verse 12 specifically is referring to the renunciation of sin. In other words, the parting ways with evil. How is it possible? Can one do it through the fear of getting caught? Does God's grace bring us more fear? Well, fear sometimes is a good element, in a sense that it might cause some people superficially to stay away from some things, but it cannot teach you to renounce sin once and for all. You'll find yourself getting stuck in the same sin again and again. Indeed, some people say that it is the fear of getting caught that is the exciting bit, and that's why some people do it. Is it possible that you are able to renounce sin by being in a Christian community, a monastery, some place where you feel safe and protected from temptation? No, that is not good enough, because the devil lives everywhere. Worse than that, your evil heart is alive everywhere, unless it has received God's grace appearing with such powerful force by the Holy Spirit that He has revealed Himself to you and taught you to renounce ungodliness. Does the law help you? Does it assist you to hear again and again from the Word? And remember, we are to love the law. But the law is made powerless, Paul clearly explains, because of our sinful nature. Wena usuwa tola in lomusa ogsizayo uguti uhlugana nezono na. Has God's grace taught you to part from sin? That is what it does. But notice here it says, training us to renounce ungodliness. It trains by convicting you of sin when you have sinned, bringing you to the cross time and time again, cleansing you, and lifting you up so that you don't have to sin anymore. We're not speaking here of a sudden Christian perfection, but a growth in grace so that you are free from the continuation of sin. For he who is born of God does not sin any longer. He no longer continues in his sin.